Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everybody. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Ever feel like your inner critic is running wild? That nagging voice whispering doubts and fears right when you need to make a big decision. Trust me, I get it. We all have the little gremlin on our shoulder sometimes, but the good news is we can absolutely train that voice to be more positive and supportive. And believe me, your decisions will thank you for it. Today, we're diving deep into fostering a positive inner voice because making confident, clear-headed choices starts with how we talk to ourselves. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to get those inner voices singing a sweeter tune. First up, self-awareness is your superpower. Seriously, the more you understand your own thought patterns and emotional triggers, the better equipped you are to recognize when that negative voice pops up. Think of it like becoming a detective of your own mind. Pay attention to the situations that bring on those self-doubts, what kind of thoughts surface, and how they make you feel. You know that feeling when you're about to give a presentation and suddenly all those childhood memories of public speaking disasters flood in? Yeah, that's your inner critic playing tricks. Once you identify those patterns, you can start to challenge them head-on. Next up, replacing negative thoughts with positive affirmations. This isn't just some fluffy self-help nonsense, it's about rewiring your brain to think differently. Instead of saying, I'm going to mess this up, try I've got this, I'm prepared, and I can handle anything that comes my way. It sounds cheesy at first, but trust me, consistency is key. Number 3, embrace imperfection. This one's a biggie. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, which only fuels that inner critic. Remember, nobody is flawless, and mistakes are opportunities to learn and grow. So next time you stumble, instead of beating yourself up, treat it like a stepping stone to success. Number 4. Practice gratitude. This isn't just about being thankful for the good things, it's about shifting your focus from what you lack to what you already have. When you're feeling overwhelmed by self-doubt, take a moment to appreciate the little wins in your life, a sunny day, a delicious meal, a supportive friend. These small moments of gratitude can make a world of difference in your mindset. And finally, number 5. Surround yourself with positive influences. The people you spend time with have a huge impact on your outlook. Seek out those who uplift and inspire you, and minimize your exposure to negativity. Remember, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with, so choose wisely. Okay, let's bring this down to earth with a real-world example. Imagine you're about to pitch a big idea at work. You've put in the time and effort, but that pesky inner critic starts whispering doubts. What if they think it's stupid? What if I mess up? But remember what we talked about. Acknowledge those thoughts, challenge them with positive affirmations like I've got a great idea, and focus on your strengths and preparation. Visualize yourself delivering a confident and compelling pitch. Surround yourself with supportive colleagues who believe in you. Now step into that meeting room knowing that you're ready to shine. Look, fostering a positive inner voice is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when those negative thoughts are louder, but remember, you have the power to choose your response. By practicing self-awareness, replacing negativity with positivity, embracing imperfection, cultivating gratitude, and surrounding yourself with supportive people, you can create an inner environment that supports your growth, fuels your confidence, and guides you towards making clear, empowered decisions. So go out there and rock it. I'm rooting for you. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little boost of positivity. After all, the world always benefits from our inner harmony, right? Until next time, keep your mind sharp, your spirits high, and remember, clarity first.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.